This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. What is the story?
I'll tell you what the story is. We've loads to be doing, so we'll see you later. Fuck off.
Dave!
What? I mean, sorry, I love you.
You can't be saying things like that.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were my boss, sorry. How are you? Yeah, it's sure look grand. And your mother's doing well? Good. Kids are alright? Great. That's deadly. Listen, I better be off. Have a great day. Go on.
Wake up. Spins Fully Charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Good morning. What
all
is the
right.
story?
Let's do it all again.
We're at Wednesday. We're making shapes.
Yeah, we're making moves. The week is going. The week is going. Maybe not slowly, but also not fastly at all. But
maybe not
it's
slowly,
going.
But also not fastly. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
It's just kind of going.
I'm liking this week.
Are
the weather's
you?
Been great.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's been a nice little buzz.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's not fast. It's not flying by.
No, it's moving at a nice speed.
It's moving at a fine speed.
Yeah,
it's
fine
it's,
with that.
It's gone.
It's following the speed limit.
It is.
I saw a tweet last night that's blown my mind, and I actually can't wait to have pins and needles in my feet next time.
Huh?
I'm actually looking forward to having pins and needles. Because I
missed some context. Have I fallen asleep? What's
no,
going
you're
on?
Fine. That's it. That's what I'm saying. And I have a reason for it because I saw a tweet last night. When you get pins and needles in your feet, what do you do?
Don't walk on it.
Yeah, do you just go, I don't know, I'm going near my foot.
Don't try to move. I need to get up in the middle of the night to pee because I'm that age now. And I had pins and needles in my feet and I was just like, Do you know what
sometimes
that is?
I force it. What?
Do you know what pins and needles is? It's your body being like, oh my God, I think I'm dying. I can't feel my legs. Send something to the legs so we can feel it.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what pins and needles is.
That's it's a the big body flaw in the body.
It's the body being like, the leg is gone. The leg's been chopped off. Go and find it.
Really?
Yeah, genuinely.
Well, sometimes I force them out and it's like, and
you force pins and needles.
If you really have to do something, you know what I mean? You put pressure on it.
Okay, why?
Well, I read this last night and I will put the theory to the test next time I have pins and needles in my feet. Someone's saying, did you know when your foot falls asleep, you're supposed to shake your head for your brain to signal your foot?
Okay.
My manager told me this 3 days ago and I just put it to the test. My whole life was a lie.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, you're supposed to be like, the leg is not dead, it's still very much there.
Well, what's the head got to do with it?
I'd imagine
another flaw.
Getting your brain going.
Yeah.
No idea. But there you go. It's the same thing as like the jump when you get to, when you're going to sleep. And you know when you jump?
When you think you're falling.
Lads do it a lot more than girls do, I think, unfortunately, for some weird reason. But our bodies just kind of jump or jolt when we're just about to fall asleep. That's our body being like, whoa, our heart rate slowed down a lot. Are we about to die? We should probably like do something about this. Your body's very clever. Well, mine
wow.
isn't. But
wow,
most bodies are very clever.
I can't wait to go shaking the head next time and sort it all out. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Your number one hit music station, we are Spin. There's The Weeknd and Dancing in the Flames.
Good morning. Something who's kind of fallen off is Katy Perry a little bit. She's on tour at the moment. I didn't even know she was on tour. And she was doing a recent show in LA and she was about to sing Last Friday Night and she decided to bring out the Queen of Friday herself, Rebecca Black. From, do you remember Friday? Do you remember the whole Friday thing? It's Friday.
No.
You don't remember Friday by Rebecca Black?
Don't know who Rebecca Black is.
Okay, you do
she
know.
She relates to Mary Black.
Yeah. No, she's not. But this is the song. This is the famous song.
It's Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Can't say I know it.
No.
Friday again. It's Saturday, Sunday.
This is the most like, it was like, this was the first thing in the world to go viral was this song about how bad it was. Like this was, everyone in the world was talking about it.
When?
2011?
Right, yeah.
My
no,
God.
I wasn't there.
Do you know what? We're going to come back to that.
I was studying for my Leavensers.
We're going to come back to that at a certain point. But anyway, Rebecca Black, she was in the music video for Last Friday Night, which is the Katy Perry song. And it made sense to kind of bring her out on stage because they've been friends for a while. And during the set, Katy Perry got down on one knee to propose the idea of them going on the Lifetimes tour together, which is Katy Perry's tour, right? She got down on one knee and she said, will you? And Rebecca went, marry me? And she went, well, kind of. Will you come on the world tour with me? And Rebecca Black was like, hell yeah. So basically Rebecca's going to be her support act. She put up a photo on Instagram and she captioned it, about to spend a lot more Fridays with Rebecca Black, welcome to the Lifetimes tour, babes. So I thought, okay, that's nice because Rebecca Black kind of has gained a cult following after her tune Friday. I think she had another tune called Saturday a couple of months after that one went viral. It did not do that well at all. But she wants Rebecca Black to perform every single night as support. when she's only known for one song and an absolute flop of it.
And a song from a long time ago.
Yeah. So, like, I know she has a few other tunes now, like, and she seems like a great artist. She seems like a cool person as well. But everyone's just going to know her for that. No one's actually going to know her tunes. Well, that's what I think anyway. And I thought Katie didn't think this through and this would be a terrible support act. So I thought, what would be some other terrible support acts that you know from, like, one tune and then never saw them ever again?
Yeah.
Like, people who you thought, yeah, they're going to go far, and then they never did.
Mm.
Right. So, like, imagine you're going to a gig and Lost Frequencies were doing support. Imagine you're going to the gig and you hear this.
Are you with me? Are you with me?
And then it's just over.
And then thanks, that was our song.
That's beautiful.
We've been
thanks,
Lost
guys.
Frequencies.
Cheers, back to the queue for the bar then, yeah.
Imagine you're going to a gig and Nico and Vince were performing.
Thinking out the box from where I stand.
A 3 minute support act. Fantastic. I don't feel very supported.
I don't, no.
Portugal the Man.
Like,
where did he
Portugal
go?
Portugal the Man. In Portugal, I presume.
Get out of Portugal.
Yeah, come on.
Omi. Remember Omi?
Oh, yeah.
That was such a good tune.
I'm going to guess like 2014 type time.
I think it was.
Huge.
And he did nothing after whatsoever.
No.
Imagine he was your support act. I would go for that tune alone.
Honestly, I think that the...
I would go to an Omi gig for that tune alone.
I think it would outshine the main act, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just go, if the last song was Cheerleader.
What if you're going like this giant artist like Beyonce, or you're going to Dua Lipa or something, and she's like, before I come on, here's Maggie Lindemann. Because I'm not just a pretty girl. Great.
Oh my god. What a banger.
90 seconds in. Right, that's me done. Thanks.
Forgot about that. Because I'm not just a pretty girl.
Good tune, in fairness, but like, what else has she got?
Nothing.
Tones and I.
She just had a fun song to say.
Tones and I did absolutely nothing since this. Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh. I just think people need to think
before they get down on one knee.
Before they get down on one knee to ask you to be your supporter.
Yeah, no, facts.
You know what I mean? I just think, okay, great, bring up an up and coming artist, that's fine. But like, these people, Rebecca Black is known for one thing. All those artists are known for one thing. All right, if you're a cult following of them, then you will know their other songs. But who is that?
No offense, but who actually goes to see the support act anyway?
Oh no, that's a very unpopular opinion now.
Is it?
Very unpopular opinion.
Like who? Who do you go to check out beforehand?
Just well, like depends the support.
Depends on who the support acts. Go in and get your area and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's good to support, you know?
And also imagine if you see someone who then does make it big and you can be like, I saw them support X, Y, and Z.
I saw Gavin James once perform at Codeline.
Did you?
Yeah. So that was a thing.
Here's Bossa and Dirty Cash and Spin.
Recharged.
All fun and games normally on Fully Charged with myself and Dave, but not this morning.
Oh no.
We must bring something quite serious to your attention.
Notions alert. Oh dear God, it's been a while. And to be fair, it shouldn't have been a while because everything in this whole entire country has gone ridiculously expensive.
Joke shop.
Joke shop.
What I would call this whole place, a joke shop. Every now and again, what we do is we bring a notions alert to the show. These are things that we've seen in the city or in our lives. Stuff that we're getting absolutely robbed by left, right and centre. And just remember as well, because it's been a while since we told you, you can get in touch with your notions that you've seen across our city and county anytime. The hotline is always open. You can DM us on Instagram at officialspin1038 or get in touch on WhatsApp, of course, 0877111038.
Maybe a chicken fillet roll is really expensive.
Maybe a bloody was, Dave. That's not a joke. That's not a funny matter.
No, it is. We would never do that.
No. Okay, now this particular one has come to my attention from something I saw on Twitter last night. And look, we can talk about Temple Bar all day long and do an exclusive Notions alert on the daily about Temple Bar as an area. But in particular, this is about the cost of drinks in the area.
Okay.
And they have increased again. Okay.
I don't understand. Like, there's going to be reach a point where they can't go any further. They can't go any higher.
You would think that from the last three or four times, but no. Four of the six pints on offer, right? There's obviously variations. Are €11.45. That is €11.45 for one drink.
That's scandalous.
Okay?
Scandalous.
The other two options on that menu of six are €10.45. You know those small glass bottles? Small, like as in not pint size, smaller.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. They range from €11 down to €9. The cheapest option.
So, like, sorry, can I just, instead of a pint, I'll have a bottle?
Exactly.
And that's it's how much?
between 11 quid down to a very cheap and reasonable €9.
Oh my God. What is it, about 7 quid for the return scheme or something?
If you fancy yourself a bottle of water, you know, to actually hydrate, and you know, lots of water falls from the sky around here, that'll cost you €5.45.
Oh dear God.
A bottle of water.
I don't know why, even though you're bringing it.
Basic human needs.
Even though you're bringing it as Temple Bar, I'm still shocked. And I know I shouldn't be shocked, and I know it's my own fault that I'm shocked, but I just, this is scandalous. Are you listening, Micheál? Are you listening? This is ridiculous. This is your country, and look what's happening. Look what's happening.
Do you know those measly, tiny glass bottles of Coke or Sprite?
I hate them.
You'd be lucky to get a sip out of. And then they lambast the ice into it, trying to dilute how awful it is. And it just dilutes the already
doesn't
terrible
situation. Fill up
situation.
The glass.
€4.95.
Oh, dear God.
€4.95. Fiver.
My God.
I'd like to move on to some other things I've observed as a recent pet owner.
Okay.
Puppy pads. Now, what these are, Dave, essentially, is a little
bit... Is this puppy pads in Temple Bar?
Nah, we're moving away from Temple Bar now to generally just the life of someone who owns a puppy. So a puppy pad is essentially something that the dog wees on or goes to the toilet on, and it's an alternative to newspapers you put down because they're a bit more absorbent, right? Okay. But it's essentially something that they're going to take a poo on. 15 of them, you get 3 or 4 days out of it, rotating them all day.
Yeah.
€20.
Nah, I actually think that's quite decent.
€20 for a bit of something that the dog... looks like toilet paper.
But you said one of them lasts 4 days.
No. I said 15 of them would get... You'd get 3 or 4 out of... You get 3 or 4 days out of 15 of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
€20.
You're rotating them all day.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise that.
You're looking at, like, up to £40 a week.
I didn't realise that.
Finally, at the moment, I'm dealing with mattresses. Mattresses. It's a bit of something that you lie on. How are we looking at a grand here, lad?
A grand?
It goes up to the likes of a grand. And I just don't understand.
Do you remember when Mattress Mick was on Pat Kenny? And mattress... when Mattress Mick was on Pat Kenny, you really... And tell me this, Mattress... I thought his
Pat
first
Kenny
name was Mattress.
Mattress Mick's first name was Mattress.
I went into a shop and a bottle of Lucozade was £3.35 the other day. I wanted to scream. It wasn't even the big chunky one. It was just a normal one. Notions alert.
Get in touch with them at any stage.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the greatest radio game of all time. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where you have to say a completely different thing that I have written down. If you do that, if you do say something that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. If you would like to play for up to 5 IMC Cinema passes, WhatsApp us the word game right now, 087-711-1038. Now, sorry, I'm being probably a little bit theatrical. If you'd like 5 IMC Cinema passes, you should just WhatsApp us the word game right now to play a silly little game where you try to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. Do you want to play? Then you know what that word is. What's that word, Emma?
I think it's game!
It is! To what social media, producer Callum?
Well, WhatsApp is a instant messaging tool. It's not a social media.
And what's that number, David? It's 087-711-1038. So, Emma, one more time. The word?
Game!
In a...
WhatsApp.
To 087-711-1038. We play next.
You know what's confusing me at the moment massively? Fashion. We're in a weird place with fashion at the moment. I love keeping an eye on, like, Paris Fashion Week and stuff, and it's been going on for the last little while, and some of the style is, like, amazing, obviously.
I don't understand this at all. I feel like people just wear a black bag and over their
and
body and they're like, God,
wow,
that's amazing.
How cool, exactly. Well, who has looked absolutely phenomenal with all the different looks apparent Paris Fashion Week is Doechii. Really cementing herself as such a star. But Hailey Bieber came out yesterday of one of the fashion shows and was interviewed by, I think it was Vogue or someone, being like, what did you think? And she was just like, I just loved the jackets. The jackets are just beautiful. And I was like, oh my God, I had to have a look. Like, what were the jackets she's referring to in the show that are so cool? Lads, they're just leather jackets.
Really?
They're just leather jackets that I'm sure every one of us in this room at some point has owned a leather jacket.
I have, unfortunately, owned a leather jacket.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me that you did. Yeah.
But like this kind of like, it was amazing. Like the jackets, the fit, the style, the faux fur, or not the, like the faux leather. I was like, man, are we actually as if leather jackets were just born out of Paris Fashion Week?
Reinventing the wheel here.
It's just like, what?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So this is the whole thing about Fashion Week.
I'd rock Paris Fashion Week. Just bring me a leather jacket I've had for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, Hailey Bieber, wow, that was amazing. She wore this jacket and it was like faux leather.
Yeah, Penny's on.
Anyway.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the greatest radio game of all time. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where you could win up to five IMC Cinema passes. Who's on to play?
It's Emma. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
We're good. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
What's your plan for the day?
I'm just on my way to work.
It does sound very quiet where you are.
It's a wonderful phone line.
Are you on your way to work? Are you in the car or...?
I'm in the car, yeah. I'm just pulled over.
Oh, very
good. You can tell that you're pulled over.
Emma, it's like you're in one of them insane asylum rooms. You know the ones that are really, really quiet?
Mm.
It's like you're in one of them.
Well, I'm glad. I really hope you're not, Em.
No, I'm
just
not.
Just in the car. Lovely.
Right, well, okay. Listen, Emma, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
You have. All right, lucky for you, you could potentially win five IMC Cinema passes today. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Every single one you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema pass. Five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Basically, Emma, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Here we go. Let's play for one IMC Cinema pass. Emma, the first thing that comes to mind when I say Dublin.
Phoenix Park.
Nice one, Emma. Well played.
And I have written down The Spire.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I knew he wouldn't go for Phoenix Park.
Yeah,
well done,
I wouldn't have gone.
Listen, your choice now. You've won IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Do you want to play on for potentially more?
Yeah, play on.
Good for you.
Good shout, Emma. Let's go for question two. Name something you'd find in a kitchen.
A dishwasher.
A dishwasher. Interesting. An appliance you went for. Because I also went for an appliance.
Oh, no.
And that appliance that I went for is a microwave.
Beautiful, Em. You have a pair of IMC Cinema passes in the bag. Do you want to risk them and play on, or do you want to go home with your two?
I may as well keep going.
I think so too, Emma. Here we go. Question three. Name any county in Leinster.
Carlow.
Dave has a thing for Carlo. I'm nervous.
Emma, let me tell you this.
I don't know what it is. He's just obsessed with Carlo.
Let me tell you this now. I, last night, when I was making these questions, wrote down Carlo, and this morning got rid of it for Mead.
Oh.
Emma, you are still in.
All right, Em, what you want to do? You've got three IMC Cinema passes. You're on the way to five. Do you want to go home now, or do you want to keep on rocking on?
I'll go one more.
Go on,
Emma.
More? All right, this is where we separate the men from the boys.
Or the women from the girls.
Women from the girls. Here we go. Question four. Name any vowel.
You.
Well, Emma, you are doing very well because
yes!
I said A.
Beautiful. Okay, Emma, here's where we're at. You have two pairs, i.e. four IMC Cinema passes. Would you like to go for the fifth, or do you want to bow out at this stage with your safe four?
No. I'm going to stop now.
You're going to stop, Emma. I think that's a good decision because my final question would have been this, and I want you to answer it even though you're already going home with your four IMC Cinema passes. Name any primary colour.
Red.
Emma, you would have lost four IMC Cinema passes.
What a game!
Because I have written down red. Emma, congratulations. Four IMC Cinema passes. An absolutely brilliant player. I hope you enjoyed, did you?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was brilliant. Is it the best radio game of all time, Emma?
100%.
Wow. Yeah, you agree,
okay,
Emma.
Good review.
Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day in your lovely quiet car.
Bye. Bye.
Talk to you later.
A great game. And we play again next week for your chance for five IMC Cinema passes.
Here's Teddy Swims at Spin. I took a bitch, I know you. He plays the Three Arena tonight, and I'm getting more jealous by the day. That is Teddy Swims and The Door at Spin. He showed up to the Brits in one of the coolest outfits I've ever seen. Did you notice this? No?
I did see it, yeah.
He was essentially wearing what can only be described as like kind of a long cape that had, I'm going to guess, 70 teddies attached to it.
And
all these different styles of teddies. I'd say if you had a four-year-old around, they'd be like, Mom!
Because Teddy.
Damn! I want one of those teddies.
Is that why you were jealous? Because you want the jacket. You said, I'm so jealous.
I'm jealous. I just think that the show tonight will be whopping.
It will be a good show.
He was like a walking Smith. And then the other thing was, when he was on stage doing the performance, he started lying down in this bed. But then as he stood up to perform, the mattress moved up with him.
Oh, nice.
He's going to put on a show.
Oh, yeah, he absolutely will. I didn't realise that the Teddy jacket that he was wearing was because Teddy swims. I was like, that's a choice. But I didn't think that was. I didn't think anything of it.
What if he just rocked out wearing armbands?
Yeah,
be like me.
They would have been like, because swims. Never would have put together this Teddy thing.
Ah, Dave. Spin.
Let's go. Go. Go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Feels so good.
Welcome, it's Emma and Dave.
Good morning. Do you know what I like to bring onto the show? The little signs that I notice in myself.
Go on,
that I'm getting older.
Yeah, when are you 30, Dave?
April. And
so it's your last month of being
my last month of being
20s.
In my 20s. I'm okay with it, to be honest. I don't really mind.
I feel like for no matter who you are or what age you are, when you know your next birthday is in a few months, you already feel the age you're going to be.
Yeah,
you're like, oh,
exactly.
Is it the one I am? It's grand. You kind of get your head around it.
I do enjoy the little things that I notice in myself where I notice I'm getting older. Like little things like doing the garden. And I'm like, right, now I'd like to actually get a good, I said to my housemates, I'm going to ask the landlord for a rake the other day. These kind of sentences are so, so bizarre. But I think I got the ultimate sign of oldness.
Go on.
Of old manness, right? I was on my walk the other day.
You were old, you're 29. Go on,
doing my walk the other day. Because, I need to get the steps in.
Of course.
The doctor said I need to get the steps in. No, so doing my walk. And I come across a house. And the house wants to put an extension at the back. Mm. So you know when a house wants to put an extension, they have to put one of the little signs out the front that basically says, oh yeah, we're getting an extension done. This is what we're doing exactly to the house. If you've any problems, call the council here.
Yeah, yeah.
I read the whole thing.
Did you?
The whole thing. I was like, what are they doing now? Oh, lovely. They're getting a new kitchen.
You know what I read the other day and I couldn't get enough of it? Down the local kind of Cove Beach by where our parents live, there was a little notice up from the council about the state of the water and kind of the test that they've ran lately.
Interesting.
Word for word. I was like, right, and they did the third test on that. Brilliant. So safe to swim at the moment. That's great, lads.
That's good.
That's really good.
Even though you won't be anywhere near it.
Oh, I wouldn't even do it on the warmest day of the year, but I was like, now that's great. Now they're all over it.
Good
great
to know. They're on top of it anyway.
Isn't that
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Friday, we're going to be leaving the building.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. We never get to leave the building.
I know, it's mad.
We live here.
They lock us in here.
We're heading over to the Liberties because that is where the Cut Price Jewellers are located. They have high quality engagement rings and wedding bands for your big day in store and online. And someone that we bring along to the Cut Price Jewellers will be winning an engagement ring worth €5,000.
It's fab. It's an amazing prize. It really is game-changing type stuff, I suppose, in terms of the cost of an engagement ring, as you know. So this particular amount of cash, €5,000 towards an engagement ring of your choice from there. Yesterday, we met our first couple who will be battling it out on Friday.
Yeah, they were Fran and Anna.
Yeah, and today we're going to meet Shannon, who is together with Padraig now for 5 years. Shannon's standing by this morning. Any plans for the day, gal?
Well, I have my daughter in the hospital at 2:30.
And Shannon, what are you? Are you in work at the moment, or do you work, or do you anything like that?
No, I'm still off. I just had another baby.
Fair play. In November. And what did you have? A little boy or a little girl?
Another girl.
Another girl. And that's what, your second child?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's you and Padraig, is it?
Yeah.
And you've met in lockdown.
Yeah.
Tell us about your first couple of dates. What did you do?
We literally just went for drives and up to McDonald's drive-through.
Yeah,
sat down, had coffees.
The dream.
Do you agree with the whole theory that you'll never have more intimate conversations than you will in a car park?
Yeah, no, I do. I feel like you just talk about whatever you're feeling deep down.
Don't you? Car conversations are something else, I feel.
Yeah, it's that kind of, I don't know why it is. I think it's because you're both looking in the same direction.
Do you think so, Dave?
Yes, I think it's that.
And you're also quite close to one another.
Yeah, that's what I would think. And so what's the story next? Do you still go on your little dates?
Well, not as often now with the two kids.
Of course, yeah. Fair enough.
So tell us about the order that you made in the early stages at McDonald's with you and Padraig.
Yeah, I got just a portion of chicken nuggets, 6 chicken nuggets. And then say you'd eat like 2.5, maybe 3. Like, oh, look, I'm full.
All that BS some girls do, like you'd be nibbling it like a rabbit going, oh, I'm so full.
Yeah. And as soon as you lock them down, they're eating like full 7-course meals.
I'll take the 9 chocolate, make it a large, a full fat Coke, and I'll take a double cheeseburger.
Yeah,
as well,
the
please.
Dream. The
yeah,
dream.
Dead right. Did he kind of see through you going, Shannon, would you just eat? Please.
Yeah.
And how did you just meet Shannon?
Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a successful Tinder story on our hands.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are meeting on Tinder more and more and more. And like online dating, it's become definitely a thing. I'd say there's more marriages that are Tinder based now than you'd think. I'd say a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'd say especially now because of the time.
Yeah, true.
Say, during COVID, it was the only way to meet people.
Yeah, it really was.
True, it was.
And you went within a 5K radius, I presume, Shannon.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I would have had to report you otherwise.
Now, come here. Have you talked about engagement? This wouldn't be a big shock to Padraig now. You discussed this, obviously.
No.
Okay.
I kind of
Adam. Okay, very good.
And where are you at? This 5 grand towards an engagement ring, obviously with 2 young kids, would make a massive difference, I can only assume.
Yes.
Do you imagine that a proposal will come soon, or would you ever be the one that would decide to get down on one knee?
I feel like I might have to be the one that wears the pants.
Okay, interesting.
Girl, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you gotta absolutely you gotta lock him down. If he's a keeper, you gotta lock him down.
Yeah, no, that's it. It must be me.
Yeah. Shannon, listen, we will see you on Friday at the Cup Price Jewelers, where you could potentially be winning that €5,000 engagement ring. And who knows, maybe he'll get down on one knee there and
or
then.
Or maybe you will. Who
yeah, maybe
knows?
Maybe you will. Yeah. And if he doesn't, I will, Shannon, huh?
Cheers, guy. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
Good luck, Shannon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Fran and Anna, we've met yesterday. That's Shannon and Padraig today. And we'll meet our final couple tomorrow. Callum.
And it's not the only thing. So what they don't know, they're coming to. Hopefully no one's listening, although I hope they are.
Sure, they will.
Everyone will win something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nobody leaves empty-handed. And on Friday's show, there'll be a chance for you listening to win something as
nice.
Well.
So
wow.
Even if you're not at the Cup Price Jewelers, we will have some prizes for you to win. Us.
Sweet.
Gorgeous. Coming up on 8:15 this Wednesday morning, here's Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, I've talked about my niece Florence several times on the show. She's my sister's little kid. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Honestly, when I met her, I thought it felt like I was meeting a celebrity.
She walked into the studio one day, didn't she?
It was crazy. And she was actually much quieter than I thought she was going to be. She was kind of panicked a little bit, wasn't she?
She was. She was a little bit taken aback. And I'd say, she, like most kids, give her 5 minutes and she'd be ruling the place.
That kind
of way. But anyway, she's 5 years old. She's exceptionally cool. And I'm absolutely mad about her. So last weekend, I was at home with my parents, and about 5 miles away is where my sister lives. So I stayed at my parents on the Friday, and on Saturday morning my intention was to get up and go see my sister and the kids or whatever,
very
right?
Nice.
And before I go any further, the question we want to know from you this morning is, what has a kid said to you that has shocked you, okay? What has a kid said to you that has shocked you?
I'd say the last kid I talked to was Florence.
Probably, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I haven't actually hung out with any kids, bar like Pippa's niece and nephew and stuff.
I think luckily lots of people that listen to the show probably do hang out with kids and probably do have loads of things where you're like, what did you just say? 087-711-1038. So, Saturday morning, I wake up and I have a voice note already raring to go from my sister's phone, assuming it's from my sister. It's not. It's from Florence checking in to see what the crack is for the morning, which I love. She's 5 years old and she put this together, I found, very well. And if you're wondering who Seamus is, that is my puppy who was in Waterford with me.
Hi, Emma. How are you doing? Where are you right now? Is Seamus okay?
I love that. It's like she had it written out. Hiya, Emma. How are you doing? Where are you right now? Is Seamus okay?
Yeah.
Went through all the points.
There's all my points.
If all voice noters could be like Florence, that'd be fantastic.
I was melting, okay? And then at the very end, she throws this in. Will is her little brother, who's 1.5.
Will's here and he's being a maggot.
God, she really turned there.
She really turned.
It was a lovely voice note up until then. It was all nicey nice. It was all sunshine and happy days. And then, boom, Will is here.
And he is being a maggot.
That was a good impression.
To say that I literally fell around the place laughing.
Play it again.
It was so funny. So it starts off lovely.
Hi, Emma. Mama.
Aww.
How are you doing? Where are you right now? Is Seamus okay?
He's doing fine, thanks, Florence.
Good, have you any other thoughts? To see you.
Will's here and he's being a maggot.
It's just so good. It's my favourite voice note ever.
See, I'd want a mad kid like that. I'd want like someone who's just a little bit weird. Like as my mate Niamh said when she was pregnant, she was like, if my kid's not jumping off bunk beds, I don't want it. She's like, I want a little mad thing.
Just one more time because I can't get enough of it.
Will's here and he's being a maggot.
What has a kid said to you that has shocked you? We would love to hear from you this morning. Your voice notes, please. If 5-year-old Florence can send a voice note like that,
you can
send a voice note to us too on WhatsApp 087 711 1038. What has a kid said that shocked you? Get in touch. At Spin, we're asking you this morning, what has a kid said to you that shocked you? We're looking for the wild and the wonderful here. And I'd say even what my niece Florence said to me in a voice note the other day might be tame compared to some of the examples out there. And she's definitely said worse, by the way.
It is pretty tame what she said, like actually completely tame, but it's still very funny.
It's
and
hilarious.
Still really left to centre.
It's totally left to centre, yeah. This is what Florence sent me in a voice note the other day. My little niece, she's 5.
Hi Emma, how are you doing? Where are you right now? Is Seamus okay? Will's here and he's being a maggot.
Will is
the brother, not a dog.
Yeah, Will is her little brother. What has a kid said that shocked you? I'm sure we can get crazy on this. 087 711 1038. Josh was on to us.
We were playing football with my 5-year-old and my 10-year-old yesterday, and my 5-year-old is real, like, if we say a bad word, he's like, that's a bold word, daddy. That's a bold word. And we kicked the ball at him and it hit his foot and he turns around and just goes, Jesus Christ.
Sometimes it's the delivery of it as well. It's just like, it's like something that they overheard with that kind of like, Jesus.
It's always good when you know the kid as well. If another kid said that, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's fine. But I love the thought that his demeanour is very calm, very chill and very like, give out to you if you say something wrong.
Totally. Yeah. Do you remember our boss Nick's little boy one day turned around to him and instead of saying good morning, dad, he went, morning, big man.
Morning, big man. It was my favourite sentence ever. Yeah. Whispered by a child.
087 711 1038. What has a kid said to you that shocked you? Your voice notes be great, please. I like the way you kiss me. You're on Spin. Imagine actually saying that to someone.
I like the way you kiss me. I've said the opposite many times.
I don't like the way you kiss me.
Really,
yeah. Dave?
Yeah, well, can I have a really bad kisser?
Oh, you gotcha.
Yeah.
It is.
I always tell them.
the discos loved you.
Better for them in the long run.
Going home traumatised from disco. Alright, it's Emma and Dave. Good morning. And we're asking on this morning's show, what has a kid said to you that has shocked you? It's on the back of a voice note I got from my little niece the other day while I was in Waterford and expect to see her in a few hours' time. She was checking in and setting a voice note off her mum, my sister's phone. And there was just a part of it that made me just laugh so much. Will, by the way, is her little brother.
Will's here and he's being a maggot.
It's a change in thing, isn't it?
It's even just the delivery of the word maggot.
Yeah, maggot.
He's eating a maggot. We're asking you the stuff the kids have said in your life that have shocked you. Calvin was on.
Hey guys, good morning. I have a 6.5-year-old. Her name is Ariella and she is full of beans. Just this morning, she woke up a bit grumpy. And as she woke up, my mother-in-law was visiting us from South Africa. She approached her and said, good morning, my sweetheart, like she normally would, and started going off with all the cute names. And she just put her hand up, stopped her and said, just stop. Please don't do anything else. That's the first thing. Just last night, we were talking about pants. And I said, well, I have a pair that you can wear, talking to my mother-in-law. And then my wife said, well, I actually fit into a few of Calvin's pants. Yeah. And then Ariella piped up after, while reading her book, she just piped up and said, yeah, that's because your bum's so big. So, then just a few days ago, she farts a lot. So she farted in public and I said, Ariella, you have to say excuse me and you can't fart in public. And she looked at me with a straight face and just said, what? That's my inner voice. So yeah, she is full of life and full of comments. That's all the time.
My
crazy.
Inner voice is incredible. That's brilliant.
And the hand up in the morning. No.
Don't.
No,
just stop. Please stop.
Please stop.
No more.
Stop right there.
Honestly, I wish I could do that to my alarm. No, stop.
Camilla's standing by. Camilla, tell us about your friend's kid.
Oh, he was so funny. So when he was younger, he used to repeat everything we said.
Oh, yeah.
So he started in like a religious school. So we told him he shouldn't be cursing in the Lord's name.
Yeah.
So we just told him to use cheese and rice instead. So if we asked him to do something, he'd be like, "Oh, cheese and rice, ma'am."
Oh, I love that.
That's brilliant.
It was so funny.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. That's actually really, really smart. And I'll probably think about that every time I say the other one.
So will I. You've ruined it for me now.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. She was great for thinking of it.
I'll be on the M50, someone cutting into it. Easy. Cheese and rice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Camilla.
Thanks, Camilla.
Right, don't worry.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye bye.
What has the kid said that shocked you? Let us know on 087-711-1038. This is Rebecca.
So I was once over in the UK visiting my family, and my little cousin Will, who I hadn't seen in like a year or so, he was about 4 at the time, came running up to me, gave me a big hug, then put his hand on my stomach and said, "When do you get the baby that's in your belly?"
No.
Wasn't pregnant. Wasn't pregnant.
Oh, fabulous. This in from Grace.
Okay, this is a bit morbid, but when my granddad passed away 11 years ago, my cousins came in and he would have been about 4 or 5 at the time.
Yeah.
And asked everyone, "Where's granddad?" We all look at him thinking, "Oh no, he doesn't quite understand what's going on, what's happening." And then he turns around to us all and says, "Just kidding, he's dead." And started wetting himself laughing. But we all looked at my nanny being like, what's going to happen here? And it's now the funniest story we have of that child. There is many, but that is the funniest because it was so off the cuff for a 5-year-old.
Amazing.
"Just joking, he's dead."
That's my brilliant. Goodness.
Come here, get in touch, share. What has a kid said that has shocked you? These are too entertaining to miss. 087-711-103. We're asking it this morning. What has a kid said to you that has shocked you? And we are loving
inundated.
This morning.
There's so many bizarre kids out there.
Producer Callum's sitting beside us going through voice notes. You know, if you know the show, you know Callum's laugh is very infectious. And we're like, can't wait to hear these now. This person asked to be anonymous, so they've gone through an AI system, just FYI.
So when I had my 4-year-old daughter, I had really bad postpartum depression and I put on a lot of weight.
Okay.
I lost about 6 stone after having her. And a couple of days ago, she proceeded to turn around to me and said to me, "Mommy, in all my baby pictures, why do you look so fat?" As cool as you like, I didn't even know what to say back to her. I just said, "Thanks, girl."
Thanks, girl.
Wow.
You have my back always.
Cheers, honey.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Bestie forever. Sound.
This is Chloe.
We just had a conversation with my son.
Yeah.
And we were talking about passports. So he turned around and he said, "Is my picture not on your passport?" And I said, "No, years ago you used to be able to get your children on your passports. Like, my dad used to have me on his passport." And he goes, "What, like back in the 1800s or something?" So yeah, I'm that old.
I actually totally remember that. Like, I remember saying to my parents, like, "Do you know when I think of when you were a child, I think it's in black and white."
Yes. Yes, facts. Steph was in touch.
I said goodbye to my child the other morning going to work. I said, "Goodbye, baby, have a great day." He said, "Goodbye, chicken legs."
He's chicken legs.
That's
not very nice.
Not that cute.
Offensive to your body first thing in the morning. Sylvia standing by. Tell us about your daughter, Sylvia.
Yeah, we were watching Toy Story once and I've long blonde extensions and she said, "Oh, Mommy, could be Barbie." And I said, "Oh, really, could I?" And she said, "Only if you get a nicer house, bigger house and nicer clothes."
I love that. Yeah. That's excellent, Sylvia. That's proper calling you out.
Oh, absolutely. We were watching the rugby one and she said, "I'll never let my husband play rugby." And I said, "Why not?" And she said, "Because he'd get hurt and he wouldn't be able to do things for me."
This girl knows what's up.
She's clever.
Yes,
she's clever.
Yeah.
Got a handful there, Sylvia. Like, what age is she?
Well, she's 16 now and she doesn't really talk now.
Yeah. But these are the good memories from back in the day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it, Sylvia.
Sylvia, thank you very much, girl.
Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah,
have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye. What has a kid said to you that shocked you? Get in touch on WhatsApp 087-711-1038. Here's Aoife.
I have a 4-year-old nephew. And let me tell you, he cracks us all up on the daily. But one that definitely hit home was he turned around to me and said, "Aoife, no boy in the whole wide world is ever going to be your boyfriend. So you're going to be alone forever."
I don't know if she can see this.
So
like, I really, really hope that kid didn't grow up to be like a fortune teller or something.
Imagine. Poor Aoife.
He's a little child there doing it. Come on, I'll do your reading. Mum, I have the cards here.
There is nothing happening for you. Here's your Vaughan.
When my son was about six, he knew that giving someone the middle finger was bad and you couldn't do that and it was bold and you weren't allowed.
Is it?
One day he puts up his little finger to me when he was really annoyed about something and I was like, what's that? What are you doing? And he said, I'm not allowed to raise the middle finger, but I'm allowed to raise the pinky. And so he started giving me the pinky and giving people the pinky anytime he wasn't happy about something.
That is a man who knows loopholes.
Yeah, he
does. is a lawyer in the making.
Lauren too.
My little boy, he is 3, nearly 4, and I just get called, you can't pronounce effing with the F, so I get called a sucking eater on the day. So there we go.
Beautiful!
I love
Nanny,
it.
You're a sucking Egypt.
Sucking Egypt.
Oh, lads. It reminds me of when the kids were born first, my sister's kids, and my dad used to encourage Florence all the time to tell people to get a grip.
Mm.
So Florence would be like 2 in the supermarket. They'd be like, Laura would be like, say bye to the lady. And she'd be like, get a grip.
Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Fully charged.
Good morning. What is the story?
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
How are we? What is the crack? I have a busy night tonight, lads. And you know what? I'm done with them.
Oh, do you have another gig?
I'm going over to the distillery. There's a like Irish music focus thing happening tonight with loads of up and coming Irish acts, which I'm excited about. But it doesn't start till 7:30.
Yeah.
I was saying it may go on till after 10.
Yeah.
10 on a Wednesday.
We can't do it anymore.
It's only one day a week that I can say it past 10. That's a Thursday on the weekend.
Do you know what?
Thursday is the only day that you can get your head around something like that, I feel.
I was sitting there last night watching the match and I was going, I can't do this. I can't do it. Then I went to extra time and I was like, I need to go to bed. Then it was the penalty. I need to go to bed. Then, to be fair, they made up for it by knocking Liverpool out and it was fantastic. And
who did?
PSG.
Oh, did they?
Oh, it was great, Emma. Oh,
it
was great.
Not meant to be real good.
They are meant to be real good, but they just didn't work out for them yesterday.
Forest, your crew, are they still good?
They're still good.
They beat Man City at the weekend.
They did. It was 1-0. They're currently third in the Premier League. A high chance of getting Champions League football.
Who's first then?
Liverpool are going to win.
This is the Champions League. They were knocked out.
So confusing. Why can't we all just focus on the same league?
And then in a couple of weekends, it's the FA Cup. This weekend, it's the League Cup final.
Carabao Cup, do we have?
Yeah, that's this weekend.
So the match that you were playing in, not you personally, but your team were playing in over the weekend to beat Man City, has nothing to do with the match that Dave just mentioned in terms of the league.
No, that was a week. Forest play in the Premier League, but Liverpool play in the Premier League and also the Champions League.
And you get it now.
Don't play in the Champions League.
No, but we have a high possibility next season.
Is the Champions League better than the Premier League? I presume by the name it would be.
Kinda. Well, Champions League is pan-European, whereas Premier League is just Europe.
And we're playing Real Sociedad, I think, on Thursday in the Europa League.
Yeah, the Europa League is below the Champions League. And then there's the Conference League, which is below that. Football, sports, offtheball.com.
You're a full podcast, after all.
I just don't know why they have to make it so confusing. One thing at a time around here, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I have the dog Seamus now a month, actually, today. I picked him up, would you believe? My first month with the dog. And this weekend, I want to go to the Gael Ducks. That's in Donegal, and I need to go for the weekend. So I was investigating this week suitable, supervision options and who's going to mind the dog, etc. Discovered this app called Pawshake, which is essentially kind of where you can meet up with dog sitters, and it's kind of like Tinder-esque in the sense that they have a profile picture, they have a bio,
that's very cool,
kind of get really into it, and then there's loads of reviews about them as well. So this girl and her girlfriend are my hopefuls that will take Seamus this weekend, and we have to meet today in a park to like have an introduction, and she's going to meet the dog, and it's kind of interview-esque, I suppose.
Okay.
Is she happy with Seamus in her house for the weekend, and am I happy that she's going to be cool with him?
Yeah.
Essentially. So I was thinking question-wise, just to get into this, like, it's kind of gas. I always wonder, you know, the way sometimes when you're walking down the street and you're people watching and you're like, I wonder what's the basis of that interaction? I wonder later, will anyone go, this is a bit random, these two like interviewing while a dog is like running rings around them?
I don't think anyone's going to be listened to.
Not listening, but you ever just wonder, like, when you're, do you people watch?
Yeah. But I never look at two people and go, that must be an interview. I look at them going, they're friends, they're hanging out.
I just sometimes wonder.
Unless you're going to wear a business suit, are you? Please wear a business suit.
Imagine if I did, yeah.
That'd be good. Cereal.
Imagine if I brought a clipboard.
Yeah, that'd be great. Perfect.
So some questions like, where do you store your butter? Because he's a fiend for butter and the days go on, he seems to get bigger and he keeps getting his mouth around butter and it's dangerous. That is a big problem for me at the moment. So wondering where she stores the butter would be pretty important to me. Otherwise, I suppose my biggest things would be, how do you handle consistent, persistent crying?
Okay.
Is that something that you get a good,
enjoy? You get a good kick out of.
Out of a good cry when you're trying to relax in the evening. And finally, how do you handle it when you go to the toilet and they follow you into the toilet and we on the ground beside you?
Okay, very good.
Just because they want to get in and what you're doing.
They're grand questions, to be honest, Emma. But I see, I knew you had this interview coming up. So lucky for you, I did the prep for you. I have some interview questions ready for you that you can ask this person. So I think we start off easy. You know, where do you see yourself in 5 dog years?
Oh, wow, that's brilliant. Okay. What is a dog year to human ears? Is it 7 or 5?
7.
Wow, okay.
So where do you see yourself in 5 dog years? Can you tell me about a time where you were given responsibility and you were let completely off the leash?
That's very good.
What would you do if a client was to start barking orders at you?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a good one.
How would you deal with a difficult client? Like a really bad client, like a real terrier.
Very good.
Can you tell me about a time when you took initiative and you didn't just sit and stay?
Hey! Very good.
If a client was to snarl at you, would you just roll over or how would you handle it?
Very good, Dave. These are great.
So yeah, I think just to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
And I'd say she will really appreciate the effort your co-host has gone to.
I have no doubt in my mind that she will. These people are dog fanatics, it seems. I shall report back. Thank you, David.
Now, you listening, are you a Star Wars fan, but also a fan of a striptease?
Wow.
That's a weird Venn diagram,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, wow. Okay, so one side, Star Wars, other side, striptease.
If you're right there in the middle, well, boy, I have the summer for you. A Star Wars burlesque parody is coming. Why? Who cares? Why not? Are you doing anything for culture? No, these people are, okay? The Empire strips back. So a busty C-3PO is going to be gyrating on stage, if maybe that's your thing. Maybe a naughty stormtrooper routine. This is the place for you. Yoda even rocks out with an electric guitar at the show, because why the hell not? Not sure about what's sexy about that, but we'll find out, because I want work to fly me to this thing. Mm. I don't like Star Wars, and I think if I was ever in a strip club, I'd have a panic attack, but I think it's perfect. Get me out of my comfort zone. Fly me to this thing.
Yeah.
I need to do some research. Do you know what I mean? So the Saucy Show, right, it's based on episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
I wish I'd seen this so I know these characters and what they look like in a brand of tongue.
Do you not know any of the characters? C-3PO is the metal character, Metal Man.
Cool.
Yeah, Yoda is the tiny little green fella.
I just feel like it's sexualizing these lovely characters. Very fair, is it?
Stop sexualizing C-3PO, guys.
Leave
Seriously.
Yoda alone. Strong, independent woman.
I'm sick of people sexualizing Yoda. Sick of people sexualizing Yoda, I am. Anyway, we're going to move really quickly past that thing that I just did. It's based on episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. It's going to last for 2 hours with a 15-minute interval. That men's bathroom is going to be packed.
But sorry, what do the machines need to do?
What machines?
Are these people dressed up as these people? Or
yeah, it's like a burlesque thing.
Ah.
Yeah. So, why stop there, I say? Let's keep it going. Let's allow burlesque and nerds to come together united for more X-rated/nerd burlesque shows. Okay? So no more Lord of the Rings. Boring. Seen it. Lord of the G-strings. Perfect. Very good. Yeah?
I'm into that.
Nice one.
Lord of the G-strings.
How about...
Imagine if your title was I Am the Lord of the G-strings.
Yeah, there you go. I'm thinking of a kind of a show about a wizard in Hogwarts, and we're going to call it Harry Potter in My Chamber of Secrets.
Very good.
For all the people who love Winterfell out there, we have the Game of Moans.
Oh, David!
Are you a boob guy or an ass guy? Because how about Jurassic Park? If you like vampires and tights, how about the Twilight Saga?
The
Twilight Saga. This one's a bit bizarre. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Did you ever hear that?
No.
How about Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Nipple Rings?
Oh, beautiful, Dave. Gorgeous.
And instead
sexy.
Of X-Men, XXX-Men.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so feisty.
I'd be there.
Yeah.
front and centre.
Would you?
Yep.
Can work fly him over to this thing?
I think they should.
I think it's in the lower.
Imagine I watched all four Star Wars, stopped there to see if I could get the story from the fifth, from the Empire Strips Back.
Get this man to the gig. When's it on?
And then I have to tell you, it's in London. It starts in May. It's in West London. I presume like the West End or something like
that. Pull out a few bob lads and get this man over there. This has to happen.
I mean, there's some things you just need to expense.
There's some things that are in like so important, like so headphones important. And getting to the burlesque show.
Exactly.
Really important for the creative on the show.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden
Tickets. Let's get you out of here. We were just checking the weather in Fuerteventura and we can assure you it's gorgeous. It's already 22 degrees. It's 20 to 11 actually. They're an hour ahead over there.
Do you think like radio stations in Fuerteventura want to get you to Ireland?
I'm going to say probably not.
Get some cold in your bones.
Yeah. Go to Dublin. Get ripped off.
Yeah, go get a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a scone, mate. Yeah. Listen, the Golden Ticket is back and this is its new home. Before 10 o'clock each morning, you can register, of course, any stage with just the word Golden in a WhatsApp. And it's all but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle free holiday company.
Who's on to play?
This morning, it is Erica. Where are you off to this morning, gal?
The hospital.
Your hospital. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Just an appointment.
Okay, very good. Very nice. You know what? You're the second caller today who's off to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
But they're also fine. So don't worry about it. And Erica, what do you... You're obviously off from work today, are you?
I'm not in until this evening.
Oh, happy days. What do you do?
I'm a carer.
You're a carer. Legend. Very good. And when's the last time you got some sun, Erica?
Last September.
Oh, where very were nice. You? Where did you go?
Turkey.
Did you go to Kusadasi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know my friends actually heading to Kusadasi to do a bit of shopping? Apparently the shopping is amazing.
That's the whole thing about Kusadasi.
It's brilliant.
She's going and she's packing. Too much. She's bringing an empty suitcase. It's a bit overwhelming.
She
says
it's too much, Erica.
That's what we've done. Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of shopping, is it?
Yeah, too much shopping. Okay. With the kids, it is.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. All right, well, Erica, let's see if we can get you to a much more chilled out Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Erica?
No.
All right, okay. I'm going to explain it to you. It's very, very simple. Basically, the premise of the game is five songs and artists are going to play and there's 25 seconds on the clock. You got to guess all of them within 25 seconds. It's literally that simple, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so if you guess the five songs and artists within the 25 seconds, you'll win a Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song, Erica, with a few people on it, you only need to say one artist is on the song. Let's say if a collaboration or something comes up, you only need to mention one artist. Now, there's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Erica, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. Is that all good so far, Erica?
Yeah.
You're still with me?
Yeah.
Good. All right. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. And now, Erica, if you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them. But I promise you, it's just a load of songs and artists playing, and you have to guess them in 25 seconds. As simple as that.
Okay.
All right, Erica. Where are you from?
Ballymun.
Erica from Ballymun, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What do you think, Erica? Swap, all right, swap it out. Let's swap it out. Good choice, Erica. All right,
darling, we're back to a brand new game, brand new 25 seconds. What you missed there was Charlie XCX and Apple, but no worries, we're going to kick off again from scratch.
Would you have got it in the end, Erica, do you think?
No. I'm off with move.
You're off with that? Okay, great. Well, let's see if you know this one. Let's go for a brand new song one. It's like a brand new game, so there's absolutely nothing to worry about. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. It's bad.
O'clock,
yeah, it's
6:30.
Who's that?
Lizzo, about
time. Stop the clock, Erica, that in the perfect amount of time.
That was more up your street. Cost you the perfect, as Dave said, 5 seconds, the perfect average across the five songs. 20 seconds remaining, 4 songs to go. We're on our way now. Well done.
We are on the way, Erica. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You better run and hide, baby. I know
where you were last night. So I'm lighting up the sky, setting
fire to your. What do you think, Erica?
Listen to this next word.
Alibi by...
3, 2, 1.
It was
Alibi, Erica. It was. You were nearly there.
There's a lot of those female vocalists at the moment doing the rounds in these dance songs, and it's hard to distinguish them sometimes, but that vocalist in particular is Ella Henderson.
yeah, I wouldn't have got it.
Ah, okay. That's all right, Erica. But did you have fun?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You're not too stressed?
No.
Okay, good.
Listen, best luck with your hospital appointment, Erica, and thank you so much for listening.
Thanks.
Thanks,
bye.
Erica. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. If you would like to take on the golden ticket, we'll give you another chance tomorrow. That big holiday to Fort Ventura is still there. 087 711 1038. That's the number to message us that we're golden to. And you can be playing tomorrow and heading off to the sunshine.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
It would just be fab. It's needed for many of us at the moment. You're on Spin. Good morning.